in the meanwhile, we'd had the armistice, I haven't told you. That was 1918, of course, Monday, 11th of November. And I never had the money for a newspaper, never knew the war was coming to an end. If you hear of things now, or read of things, they tell you that people were realizing the war was coming to an end, but we didn't understand that. It had been going on so long that we just didn't know. And so on that Monday morning, when the bell tolled at 11, it just meant to us that that was the end of an hour and that the next class would be starting.
Yes.
But as we were a chemistry lab thing, we went on for 2 hours, so we never moved.
Yes.
And then somebody burst in and said, the war's over. Good gracious. Well, of course, we fled down the stairs and chaos, all work abandoned that day. And the men were absolutely dotty, of course, at the thought that it was over. And so how on earth we managed to acquire the garments, but we had a fancy dress march with the torches that night.
Yes.
And then, of course, the next day, we were never content. We decided we'd have the day off, and the senator said, no, you'll go back to work. And we said, no, we weren't going, and we didn't go, but they had their own way back on us. I know Professor Traill looked at us very soberly, and he said, the war is not over yet. This is only an armistice. But of course, we couldn't understand this.
No.
We were dotty at the thought of it. Anyhow, they had their own back on us, because when they did the exams, they asked the questions out of all the stuff that we ought to have been getting the day that we didn't go, you see.
Only
the there were some good people who'd gone, you see, so they were able to answer the questions. They got their own back on us.